Hey, I believe the lines are open. Are we here, Shane?
It's where I'll open up the lines now.
Okay.
Yeah, we're here.
Awesome. So, all right.
We are here.
All right, Shane, I'm ready to go. Okay, well, hello, everybody. Very excited to be here with you today. We got all that housekeeping stuff out of the way last week, so we're just going to dive right into some important recognition. You guys had all sent me, by the way, I called out a bunch of your names on Tuesday that we had not received your homework, and many of you sent it in. So proud of you that you got it in for this class. And so moving forward, like I said, tonight you're going to receive the email link for the survey. It's a Survey Monkey. You're all familiar with that. We use that tool for First Steps to Success, and we use that tool here for all of our classes. And so you have we'll send you the link to the Survey Monkey that has your list of homework that you're going to be reporting to us again by this coming Sunday night. And also to let you know, you already know the class schedule is in your account manager at DannyJohnson.com. And if you need any help figuring out the schedule or any of that kind of stuff, you can always call our office. And we have an amazing team of people ready and willing and patient to work with you. If you haven't met these guys yet, you need to. They're just absolutely awesome. So Sarah or Nellie or Isaiah or Joseph, any of them will be willing to help you. And then, of course, we are managing the Facebook page, the PNC class page, what I think it is called. The group is called PNC Hub. So that Prospecting and Closing Hub is on Facebook. That's also another great place to get your questions answered, and we're monitoring that page as well. So next Tuesday, I'll be talking to you about prospecting, but we're not doing the Thursday class due to First Steps to Success. So we'll be back on board with you on, hold on, April the 26th, I believe. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, April 26th is our next class from there. So anyway, if I call out your name, it means that I still don't have your homework turned in, and you want to get this turned in. So, D. Ajayi, Kayshawn Bradley Noy, Kamani Cadney, Winona Colson, Macy Craiglow, Karina Cruz, Peter Cruz, Brylan Fields, Renee Granger, Annie Kuna Paretti, Laura Nelson, Udoka, Omenukur. Please forgive me for all the names I'm messing up. We have quite an international class here. Lena Parma, Belinda Pierce, Cynthia Pena, Hannah Page, Joy Rogers, Deborah Yeager. I called your name. It means we do not have your homework assignment. At this point, I would be calling our office. Because if you filled out that survey or you didn't get it, it is your responsibility to make sure that you get it. And again, if you miss two homework assignments, you're cut from the class with no access to the MP3s that you were cut from the class from. You only have access to your MP3 that you purchased up to the time before you were cut the class. We'll say that on week three, you were cut because you missed two homework assignments. You're not getting the MP3 of week four, even if you paid for it. And there are no refunds. This is a class for the serious. This is not a class for someone who just wants to sit and hang out with a group of people who are working. This is a working class, and you're in it, which means you are called to step up your game and step up your commitment level, even if all you're sending me are zeros. I don't care about what the numbers look like. All I care about is that you're sending it in. You're at least making the effort to advance yourself, your commitment level, and your results in your business. Each week, we are going to be monitoring a few different activities. One, the area of dials. Two, presentations. How many conversations you're having. And how many people you've enrolled, if that applies to your business, and or how many new clients you received. So I'm going to give you the numbers before the class has started because of the homework assignment that was sent to us. So we have number one in dials is Diane McGuigan with 306 dials for a cold market. Lukewarm market with Susan Whitaker. And then Natalie Rodriguez with 171 warm market dials. That, by the way, is impressive. I am really proud of Natalie Rodriguez, who is in the insurance industry, who has put forth, that's the kind, if you're working warm market, that's the kind of numbers you should be striving for. She's setting the bar as a leader in this class with those kind of dials. Diane McGuigan with cold market, that's a real part-time effort when it comes to dials. Everything starts with dials, by the way. And when I say everything, I mean everything. Everything starts with dials. If the dialing isn't happening, then there's no sales happening. And if you're dependent on your team to get the sales, I promise you it's just a matter of time before your lack of activity and lack of prospecting new blood is going to catch up with you. They catch on that you're not doing, they stop doing because they start doing what you're doing, which is nothing. So what kind of guidelines should you be using for dials? Well, it takes roughly, and this has been, I've been doing this for almost three decades, so you can try to argue if you want. I have done this class with thousands of people. We have helped thousands of people grow their businesses specifically from these two activities. So you can argue all you like, or you can get teachable real fast and follow these guidelines. This is not a test. This is proven. So if you're working 10 hours a week, then your dials should be looking like this. 8 hours of that 10 hours a week should be in prospecting. And in 8 hours of work, you can do 230 dials. I'm going to say that again. For 8 hours of work, you can do, if you're dialing for 8 hours, you will be able to dial 230 dials. Did you write that down? It's really important. Okay, I'm going to say it again. 13 dials. I mean, sorry. 230 dials for 8 hours of dialing. So when I say that Diane McGuigan is putting forth a part-time effort with the 305 dials, you can see what I'm talking about. That's how I know that that's a part-time effort. Each conversation should run about 10 minutes. You're not going to get a hold of 100% of the people that you are talking to, like at all. That's very normal. So you want to make sure that you're tracking that. Because if you're not putting in the dials, you are absolutely not going to make the money. So if you're working 15 hours a week, wait, let me finish on the 10 hours. So if you're working 10 hours a week, 8 hours is prospecting, 230 dials, okay? It's about 29 dials per hour. If you're doing, so what do you do with the rest of your time? Where does the other 2 hours go? 1 hour, 54 minutes goes to training up or following up with your new recruits or your new customers. The new ones. This is your follow-up process of then being able to mobilize these people, mobilizing them using the strategies of instant customer goldmine. If you have a product-focused business, meaning that you are more retail-oriented, your product is your front that you're using to capture people in versus the business side of it, then instant customer goldmine is what you're doing in an hour and 54 minutes per week if you're working 10 hours a week. Instant customer goldmine, again. And as well as presentation success system. Okay, those are alternate, those are other trainings that are very specific for how you mobilize the new people that you're getting started. Because If you're getting a new customer, client, or you're getting a new business developer that's joining you in your business venture, you have to know how to start that person properly. And oftentimes people are afraid to recruit people because they don't know what to do with them once they get them. And or they're afraid to sell the product. They're afraid to talk even to their warm list, their own personal list of resources, because they don't know what to do with them once they get them. And so one of the ways to fix that fear is to learn what to do. And so that process of learning what to do, like I said, is in Instant Customer Goldmine. Again, that's Instant Customer Goldmine. And Presentation Success System. So Presentation Success System, for those of you who are working the business from the back end, meaning you're recruiting other business developers and that's your focus. If you're doing that, then Presentation Success System, actually there's a couple things. Presentation Success System, Expose, Involve, and Upgrade, and Insider Secrets. So again, if you're building it from the back end, meaning you're building your business from the end of recruiting other workers, if that's what your front end is, then write this down. You've got to know what to do with those people. You got to start them properly. You want to professionally put them on a path where they are professional workers, not these onesie-twosie, flinging around, schlepping product, schlepping brochures, schlepping websites, you know, haphazardly, which is not good for the brand itself that you're looking to develop. Remember we talked about on Tuesday, who are you looking for? You're looking to develop a team of professionals, so you better have a professional strategy and professional plan of action for those people. So what do you do with those people after you get them started? Here you go. And don't screw with this. And I mean it. Do not screw with this. Presentation Success System. Expose, Involve, and Upgrade. Insider Secrets. Those three are really important for putting your people on the right path. Again, if you are a product-driven person, your business is retail, your front end is retail, you're looking for customers, what do you do with that customer once you get them? How do you build a professional business with that customer that causes that customer to have such a powerful experience from you, not from your product? Your product is what it is. But if you do not create a pivotal experience and they're dealing with you and you don't have a path, a customer path for them, you will not maximize nor build a large customer base. So there's two strategies that you need. One, Instant Customer Goldmine. Two, Insider Secrets. Insider Secrets is about what to do with every kind of customer and every kind of worker that you have. Again, Instant Customer Goldmine, Insider Secrets. Okay? All right. So that's what you're doing with your hour and 54 minutes. So the hour and 54 minutes is your time of mobilizing the new people, not your old people, but your new people. Okay? Then 6 minutes a week in problem solving. 6 minutes a week and problem solving if you are working 10 hours a week, all right? So again, dials 230 if you're working 10 hours a week. If you're working 15 hours a week, that's 12 hours of prospecting, 345 dials. So as you can see, if Diane McGuigan is following directions, and Diane McGuigan, when she first came here, was a broke single mom with a broken stove, hole in her roof, living off of the food pantry at her church, and 6 months following these instructions, made over $100,000. Her first year, $259,000 her first year. So if Diane is sticking to this plan, we can tell by her dials that she's working between 10 and 15 hours a week. So 15 hours, that is if she's following directions, and that is if she is doing what she did in the beginning to make that kind of money. So 12 hours of prospecting, 345 dials is done in those 12 hours. 2 hours and 51 minutes of training. It's follow-up. Because the fortune's in the follow-up. So it's following the shot. You got the new person. I use one of two strategies for this. If I'm retail, it's instant customer goldmine and insider secrets. If I am recruiting other business developers, which is what Diane does, then she is using presentation success system, expose, involve, and upgrade, insider secrets. Those are the strategies to properly start those people and build a business with them. 20 hours a week, 16 hours of prospecting, which is 460 dials. 3 hours and 48 minutes with development of the new blood that you got started, because when you're dialing 460 dials, you're going to end up with new people to get started. And those people need direction. 12 minutes of problem solving. What constitutes problem solving? That's when your group is calling to whine. That's when even a customer is calling saying, I didn't get my order. So that's when you direct them to your mother company, if this is appropriate. For some of you, it is, especially those of you in direct sales. That's when you say, man, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I do not like it when that doesn't happen. Would you like the quickest possible way to solve the problem? They're going to say yes. If they're my customer, I'm going to three-way them in with the company directly, and we're going to solve that problem. I'm going to edify the customer service rep as I introduce my customer to that customer service rep, and we're going to get that problem solved, okay? 6 minutes if you're on 10 hours a week. All right, for those of you who are business developers, you have the beautiful privilege of dealing with whiners. Whiners who say they called all their friends when they made 15 phone calls. Whiners who say everyone I know doesn't have any money. Whiners who say, oh, I don't know if this is going to work for me. I've tried everything. It's not working. Okay, fact is they haven't tried everything. They barely tried something. So you have, if you're working 20 hours a week, you got 12 minutes of problem-solving time. What do you do with those people? Well, you don't give them your 16 hours of prospecting time, and you do not give them your training time. You focus on new blood and the development of new blood. And so what do you have 12 minutes for all of those whiners? You see, as people build a business, most of them end up spending all of their prospecting time dealing with their whiners. And some people, they just like to whine. This is why Insider Secrets is so important for you to decipher who is who and what time to spend with who and what time to not spend with the other who's. So you got 12 minutes. So here's the answer to that person who's calling you whining. Here's the answer. You know what? I'm so sorry. I've got an appointment right now with a prospect, which is the truth. You're going to pick up the phone and dial. You have an appointment with prospecting, which means you have appointment with prospects. I'm so sorry. I have an appointment right now. Would you like the quickest possible way to get the fastest results and make the most amount of money? Their answer is yes. Great. Do you have a pen and paper handy? Yes. Write this down. DannyJohnson.com. That website has a lot of free training. She also developed a site called SmarterNetworker.com. That is, of course, if you are in the direct sales business. So if you're in direct sales, you direct them to SmarterNetworker.com. So they go to SmarterNetworker, and you say there is a free boot camp. Sign up for the free boot camp now. Listen to the very first training call. It is free. Do that now. I've got an appointment with a prospect. Listen to that. You write down three things you're going to apply. Dan Johnson is going to give you 95% of all the training that you need to become a professional in this business. I've got 5%. I already did my 5%. And that is, I direct you to the company, put a great compensation plan in front of you, got you started in the business. I'm here to encourage you, and I'll point you to the place where 95% of all of your training is going to come from, for you to be a pro, for you to make the money you said you want to make, to pay off the debt you said you want to pay off, to go on the vacations you said you want to go on, to cover your kids' college tuition as you said that you wanted to do, that website, Smarter Network. In fact, I would recommend you become a pro member now. There is your training. You need to go to First Steps to Success next weekend in Baltimore, in Washington, D.C. If you're deadly serious about making the money you said you want to make, I will see you there because I will be there with a bunch of new people. I'm sorry, I got to go. I've got a prospect. I have an appointment with a prospect. And there you go. You never step in to listening to the whining because now you've trained them that you are the whiner's hotline. Now you've trained them that you are available to waste time listening to lies, which excuses are well-planned lies. So you direct them in a loving way, in a kind way. Again, 5% comes from you, and you as a director, you are directing them to where they're supposed to go. It's up to them to apply themselves, to get the consistent training, to become the professional they said they wanted to be. So that's 12 minutes per week on 20 hours a week. If you're working 40 hours a week, that's 32 hours of prospecting, 920 dials. So far in this class, no one has done that. No one in this class, from your results last week that you reported to us when you got into the class, let's see who does. Let's see who has the teachability and the capability to make that happen. Now, that's only for the full-timers. Most of you are part-time. But if you're full-time, your dial should be 920. What will happen to your business if you are full-time and you put 32 hours into prospecting? You will replace all of your unmotivated, unproducing whiners. And you will become a professional, and you will develop, just by nature of birds of a feather flock together, you will develop other professionals. Because now you will be attracting more professional people into your business because you are a bit more professional and committed. It gives you 7.5 hours per week of development and follow-up of the new blood, cultivating, mobilizing your client base and your business developers, and then 24 minutes of problem solving. Okay, so that is your gauge. That is actually your time management for your business, for each one of your businesses that you're in sales here, and that's everybody, and it goes for real estate. This is where, wow, for real estate, you end up hiring an assistant if you're full-time to handle all the little busy work that has to get done, and you're out there prospecting new buyers, new sellers. You focus on that, you're going to make millions of dollars. For those of you in direct sales, same thing. You stay focused on those things, you make millions of dollars. Okay, if you don't want to make millions of dollars, it's okay. What do you want to make? Decide what that number is and go at it with the amount of hours you're willing to put in to make that kind of money and make sure they measure up. All right, so dials, we already told you who the people were that won in those categories. Now, most talked to, number one was Diane McGuigan with 32. Can you see the direct correlation there? She had the most dials, therefore she got a hold of the most amount of people. She had the most conversations. Verna Smoker, Lukewarm Market, had 310 conversations. Lauren Robinson had 40 conversations. So what is that? That's cold market, lukewarm, and warm market. Presentations. Lane Hamilton brought 18 people to a presentation for cold market. Verna Smoker, lukewarm market, brought 100 people to the presentation. Lauren Baird, 40 people for warm market, which is amazing. All those numbers are crazy. Most enrolled, Diane McGuigan with 5. Again, no small wonder. She talked to the most cold market people. She dialed the most cold market people. She ended up enrolling the most cold market people. Bethany Puccio, hopefully I didn't bust that up too bad. Lukewarm, she had enrolled 7. And Carolyn Walker enrolled 4 for warm market. New customers, we have for cold market, Holly Hemmer with 2. Lukewarm, Bethany Puccio with 20. And warm market was Terry Graham then with 27 brand new customers. All right, so the first person I want to role play with is Verna Smoker. Verna, please press number one. And Shane, open up your line and
her line
hello.
Is her line is open now.
Awesome, awesome.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Okay, ladies.
I would like to understand how in the world you had 310 conversations.
Okay, I'm not sure if I'm clear on when I was supposed to have those 310 conversations, but that would have been in the past year.
Okay. Yeah, this was about reporting your numbers. You're right. So this was about reporting your numbers in 1 week. So last
okay.
week, how many conversations that you had? Last week, how many presentations?
Okay, yeah. No, I'm sorry. This was in the past year, so I apologize.
Okay. No worries, babe. No worries. All right. So last week, you worked 20 hours?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And in 20 hours, how many people did you dial? How many dials did you make last week?
Well, my dials are different than maybe what you're talking about. I am with
I know what company you're with. I know what company you're with.
Okay.
It is not any different at all. I have been working with your company for 10
okay.
straight years.
Gotcha.
Okay. You have millionaires. You have millionaires in your company today that were flat broke before their first steps to success. People like Krista Smith, who's a millionaire today.
Mm-hmm.
We have thousands of people inside of your company who were flat broke before they came to first steps in creating dynasty, before they started doing these prospecting and closing classes, before they owned the entire library. They now make a crap ton of money. All using the same model, okay? So there's no difference between you and the people you heard me talk to on Tuesday.
Right.
So how many dials did you do last week?
In the past week?
Yeah, last week. You reported your numbers to us. Yeah, you reported your numbers to us last week. So last week, how many dials did you do? You have no idea. It's okay to say I don't know.
Jenny, okay, when you're saying dials, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be calling those dials or if I can.
Yeah, that'd be calling. Dials is calling people.
Okay. Because I do mostly when
on
I'm
Facebook.
Out and
about. Yeah. When you're out and about,
Facebook, just when I'm out and about.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So when you're out and about, are you collecting a phone number?
Mm-hmm.
You're collecting a phone number.
Yes.
Right? And then what do you do with that phone number?
I take that phone number and then I text them on Facebook, or either text them, email them, or I Facebook them, or I will call them. But
okay.
I always make sure that I get their information before I leave that conversation with them. Before
okay.
I leave them. Like if I meet them out and about.
I got it, honey. I got it. That's called situational prospecting, okay? That's
okay.
Situational prospecting. I understand that. Are you familiar with any of the training here at DannyJohnson.com?
No, I'm not. And they
you're brand new.
I am
yeah.
brand new.
Some yeah.
of this is
okay.
a little freaks me because I'm not familiar with it. So I'm trying to find my way through it with happy that I'm in. So I apologize.
Okay. No, you're doing fine. I can tell that
okay.
you have not been to first steps. Somebody has someone has taught you some of my training without telling you it came from our training, perhaps. Because what you just explained is situational prospecting when you're out and about. That's
mm-hmm.
in our script book on page 38, 39.
Mm-hmm.
So the key is this. When it comes to building a successful business, it's about having a duplicatable system that your newest person can get on and just run that track. So
that's
what this is, right? This is building it as a profession.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And so what does that look like? So situational prospecting is awesome. We call that lukewarm market, which you called that correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get that phone number, now it's about get on the phone and continue building the relationship. that is outlined in six figures in 6 months. Six figures in 6 months, that's the basic, basic, how do I get a client? That's the very basic of what is the right way, what is not the best way to communicate when I'm out and about. There's scripts to use for when you're out and about to cultivate relationships with people. So sending someone an email, let me ask you a question. Do you enjoy email? Do you enjoy email?
Yes, I would prefer talking one-on-one with people, but email is great.
Hold on. Hold on. I asked, do you personally enjoy email? Do you like getting emails?
No.
Right. You don't like getting emails. I freaking hate email. I hate it. I freaking hate it. I do. All right, so let me ask you. So if you don't like email, and I don't like getting emails, why in the world would you try to contact your prospect through email? Because, you know, out of the thousands and tens of thousands of people that I've been in front of at our training seminars, like the one coming up in D.C., I ask every room, how many of you hate getting email? And almost every hand goes up, and there are some who say, I don't even have it. That's how much I hate it. So my next question is, then why in the world would we ever email a prospect that we just met, situational prospecting, we just met them, why, and we have their phone number, we have their email, we have their social media, why would we bug them in a medium that they don't like? So my answer is, if you want quicker results, pick up the phone, call them. That is a dial, by the way.
I see. I gotcha.
Got it? So if you, because your email can get buried, you know what I mean, in lots of other places. For me, when I look at my email, it brings me anxiety. Now, email is a necessary evil for some things, but don't use it if it's not necessary, is my point. So the phone is always the best way to go. Always.
And I fear that.
You fear the phone?
I do.
Really? Okay, wait. So what are you talking on right now?
The phone? I prefer
can you pull the phone away from your ear and look at it for me, please?
Yeah, I have it on speaker.
Okay, so you're looking at your phone, right?
Yes.
Does it have teeth?
No.
Is there poison on it?
No.
Are you sure? There's not rat poison on your phone?
No, but it kind of feels
I don't quite understand why you could be afraid of a little plastic object that you willingly bought and that you're on all the time. Your kids see you on it all the time.
Yeah.
So, Verna, that's a joke. And that's an excuse. An excuse is a well-planned lie. So when I'm looking at your results, you had 310 conversations last year, brought 100 people through a presentation, and you closed nobody. So how well is your process working?
Probably not that good.
No, you're right, gorgeous. Not at all. It's not working. It's not working at all. So rather than backing away from the inanimate object, it's all you got to do, girl, is you got to learn the skill. That's it. That's it. Fear comes from not understanding. Fear is just an emotion. It's not even real. It's not even tangible. You can't touch it. Can you please point out where the fear is? Can you find it? I want you to look around your room where you're sitting right now. And can you please point out where fear is? Is it on the chair you're sitting in? What color is it?
Brown.
That's what color the chair is, but can you tell me where fear is? Show me where the physical, animate object of fear is.
I don't know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Why am I so scared of the phone?
You can't. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist.
I'm good one-on-one, like talking to somebody by, talking.
Verna, Verna. Oh. Verna, you are focusing on yourself, and you are creating the fear by not picking up the phone. Fear is not a physical thing, but you are allowing it an emotion. You're allowing an emotion to become a physical thing. You're allowing a feeling to become a physical result. Okay, look at you. I'm better in person. Really? Are you talking to me in person right now?
Yes, I am.
You're not talking to me in person. You're talking to me on the freaking phone.
Oh. No, you don't. No, yes, right. I'm talking to you on the phone. Yes, sorry.
So, do you talk to a best friend on the phone?
I do.
Or do you tell her, okay. So, let's see what just happened there. You lied to me again, Verna. You talk to your best friend. You don't tell your best friend, I'm so sorry. I'm totally terrified of talking on the phone. I cannot talk to you. I have to see you in person.
You're right.
Can you talk to your mom on the phone?
I wish I could. She passed away.
Your dad?
He passed away.
Did you ever talk to them on the phone when they were alive?
Yes, a lot.
You talked to them on the phone a lot. So you did not say to your parents before they passed away, and sorry, by the way, that they passed away. Unfortunately, the older all of us get, the more we see that.
Yeah.
You did not say to your parents, I'm so sorry, Daddy, but I am terrified of this phone. I cannot talk to you. I can only see you in person because I'm better in person than I am on the phone. I got to go. Bye.
Yeah.
Do you have kids?
Yeah, four.
Did you ever talk to their teachers?
Actually, they're all grown. I did.
I said, did you ever talk to their teachers?
I did.
On the phone?
Yes.
Huh. So, Verna, looks like you're lying your butt off, girlfriend.
I get you, Danny. I do. Yes, I do.
You have spent thousands of hours on the phone in your lifetime. Thousands of hours. And somehow you let creep into your head some silly little lie that you are not good on the phone. And you're better in person.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the truth? Or is it a lie?
It's the truth. And I'm hearing it as the truth, probably for the first time. Thank you. I want to cry, but thank you.
You're welcome. You're awesome on the phone. You have fed a lie. The truth is, you are very skilled on the phone. You have been talking on the phone your whole freaking life. In fact, let me ask you. Okay, I'm assuming you're probably a little younger than I am, but were you allowed to talk on the phone when you were a teenager?
Yes, I was very shy as a teenager.
But did you talk on the phone as a teenager?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I did.
So how old are you now?
You really want to know? 61.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You're not young. You sound like you're like 40. You sound like you're 40. Okay. So you're 61. You sound like you're 40. You probably look like you're 25. But let me just say this. So you have 40... maybe 50 plus years of talking on the phone.
Yeah, I do.
Sounds like to me you got plenty of experience. And you entertained a lie.
I did.
And lies produce no results, just as the results that you showed on the paper. Okay? So here's what you're going to do, gorgeous. You got this. You got,
I got
this.
I got it. Thank you.
50 years of talking on the phone. There is nothing to be afraid of. Fear is nothing. You can't even find it. It doesn't physically exist. You can't see it with your own eyes. But I will tell you that people can hear it over the phone.
They can
hear. they can hear it in your voice. If you're entertaining this lie, not right now, but I'm sure you have, because you said, I'm afraid I'm better in person than I am on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
I got it.
All right. So when you situationally prospect, come on, you just made a friend. If you're following what's inside of, again, it's called Six Figures in 6 Months. Mm-hmm. If you're following Six Figures in 6 Months, it shows you exactly how to have that initial conversation, how to make that person feel like they are your new best friend, how to build trust instantaneously to where they're looking forward to your follow-up phone call. Just like your best friend looks forward to phone calls from you. Just like you look forward to the phone calls of your grown children.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
You can create that exact experience with someone you met while you were out and about.
Okay.
And you keep that exact posture. Again, that's 6 Figures in 6 Months. You keep that exact posture throughout that conversation, and that next conversation happens on page 40, 41 of the script book.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there to the presentation, you keep that same friendly environment. You create that same non-threatening, friendly environment, because if they say yes, great. And if they say no, no problem. There are 7 billion people to share your product with. You have nothing to worry about. 7 billion people. You have nothing to worry about. If this one person says no, they're just saying no for now. It's not no forever.
Mm-hmm.
And if you present it correctly, skillfully, like Presentation Success System talks about, like Instant Customer Goldmine talks about specifically for your product. I hope you wrote those tools down. Imagine a contractor showing up to a piece of land with no tools to build a house. Is he going to build the house?
No.
He can't. No. He can't build the house if he doesn't have materials and tools. And if he doesn't recruit a team to help him, it's going to take a long time to build that house. But if he recruits a team who has tools and materials together, they can build that house fast. Same thing.
I understand. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So if you don't have the tools, like the tools I've mentioned, 6 Figures in 6 Months, Instant Customer Goldmine, the tools of, and chances are, if you were afraid to pick up the phone, I think you've been afraid to start somebody in your business as well. Because you don't know what to do with them. Where they're supposed to go, what they're supposed to do. Crap, how do I answer their questions? I don't know enough. Have you been spending the last year learning about all the products? Instead of learning how to build it.
Mm-hmm.
But most people do. They do. Most people learn all they can about the products. Why? Because they want to have all the answers for the products. You do not want to have the answers for the products. You want to say, I don't know about that. All I know is I got started on this, and this is what happened to me. I don't know the answer to that. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not a naturopath. But all I know is my sister got started on this stuff, and this is what happened to her. And then my friend Joe got started, and this is what happened to him. And let's say that you have no customers. You say, I don't know. All I know is Dr. Mary Starr, she got started on this stuff, and this is what happened to her. And she recommends this to all of her patients. All I know is Krista, who has a medical degree, she recommends this to all. She gives it to her 15 kids. This is what's happened to them. She gives this to all her friends and family members. She recommends this on a professional level. So for any reason you're totally satisfied, you get your money back. That's your close when they ask you questions. You never answer the questions. You give stories. Because if you open the door for them drilling you questions, you don't get paid to answer questions. You get paid to get new customers. You get paid to get new referrals.
that's what you get paid to do. If you open the door for you being the Q&A, the walking human encyclopedia, now you'll spend hours and hours and hours giving people remedies, and they just keep asking you more and more questions, and then they end up going to somebody else because they're going to find it cheaper or better on Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right.
And that sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It really does. So people aren't looking for information. They're looking for results. You want to write that one down. They're not looking for information. They're looking for results. Testimonials prove that the product works. Thus, let's go to Amazon.com. When people go to purchase something that they're not familiar with, what's one of the first things that they look at when they're on Amazon.com? What do you look at to see if a product works that you're purchasing on Amazon.com? Let me ask the question better. Do you ever purchase anything on Amazon.com?
I do, yes.
Okay. Have you ever purchased something that you didn't know much about?
Probably.
And so when you want to know whether or not the product really works, what do you look at? Do you look at the description, or is there another thing that you click on to look at?
I look at the reviews.
No way. And what are the reviews?
The reviews are what other people think of the product.
They're the results that other people have gotten.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They're the results. They're the stories about the product.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. So case in point, when we don't know something, we look for who has used it and what result they got.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So therefore, what is your prospect looking for?
Results.
Exactly. The only thing that tells them the results is testimonials.
Mm-hmm.
So you give them the reviews that other people have said.
Mm-hmm.
Which is stories. And I just gave you the example of how to do that.
Yeah.
Makes sense?
It does. It does. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
I was scared you were going to call me out, and you did, so, but this is good for me.
Good for all of us. Good for all of us. And good job sticking it out, honey. And if you're working 10 hours a week, today alone, these last 45 minutes have given you enough to go, right?
Yes.
If you're working 20 hours, then that tells you how many dials you should be doing.
Okay.
Right? So right now, you got 310 leads. You haven't talked to some of those people in a really long time. The script book has scripts for when you haven't talked to someone in a long time. You also have warm market that you need to make a list of.
Yep.
Okay. And let's start changing the world with your product. Let's start changing lives with the financial opportunity that you have. You're in a great business. Now let's go change some lives.
Okay. I'll do it.
All right. All right, girl. Okay. Shane, go ahead and add her to the class and then give me Give me Lane Hamilton, please. Lane Hamilton, press number one and say hello.
Lane, your line is open.
Hey.
Hi, Lane.
Hey. So I was putting you on my headset. I had you on speaker.
No worries, dude.
How are you doing?
And I'm doing awesome. By the way, I just need to say this. I know you're not on speakerphone right now while you're talking to me. But this is just a commonsensical thing, a mistake that a lot of people make. You don't ever want to do prospecting calls on the speakerphone. Don't ever do it.
I
know you don't. I already said you don't. I'm not talking to you right now. But there are new people that are on this class that have never sold anything in their life, and they are making calls on speakerphone. You don't ever want to do that. Speakerphone brings in ambient noise. It also cuts out, and it makes people very uncomfortable that there perhaps are other people listening
to this conversation. So it takes it from an intimate conversation to a very nerve-wracking conversation. So don't ever use your speakerphone to do dials. You want to do it with your headset or your earbuds or whatever, as Lane is doing right now. Okay, Lane, welcome aboard, by the way. 32 hours of work.
Yeah, 205 dials.
And so that's a little low, and especially for the line of work that you're doing. My goal with you, Lane, would be to have you dialing so much that you need an assistant because you're making so much freaking money. And you're having someone else take care of all of that ridiculous paperwork.
That's a pretty damn good goal. That's my least favorite
job. That you get to do the fun stuff all the time because you are the best person to be doing that. You're the one that is the promoter of it. You're the one that believes in what it is that you have. Let somebody else at $8 or $7, $10 an hour help organize you. That would be the goal. So if you take your dials to where I explained earlier, so on 32 hours, what you got, baby? What did I say earlier? I hope you weren't
hours.
Picking your... Yep.
No, 920. I was picking my nose, but you said 920.
Nope, it's your 40 hours.
Oh, 40 hours?
No, that's 920 is for 40 hours.
Uh-huh. That's what
you
I
have
usually
32.
Work is 40 hours.
Oh, that's what you, okay, cool. All right. Yeah. So for 32 hours, it's a bit less.
Yeah.
700 or something like that. Okay. All right. So 205 is pretty low.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's kind of embarrassing low. Embarrassing low.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah.
Because you know you're made of more than that.
Yeah.
Yep. And especially in our line of work, it's really easy to get distracted, especially if we have a book of business.
Mm-hmm.
It's really easy to do busy work instead of getting the job done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And busy work, you will shortchange yourself and cut off your income from where it should be. Lane, there's no reason why you shouldn't be making multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars a year.
Yeah.
In your line of work. And you know it. You know that there are people in your company that make that kind of money.
Yeah, I absolutely agree.
Yep. It's a good business, especially right now.
Yeah.
That everyone's forced to have it.
Mm-hmm.
That it's a law to have it changes everything. Okay. All right. So you talked to 30 people. You did 18 presentations and you closed 2. That's an 11% closing ratio. It's not bad, Lane. It's not bad. What's bad is this. Now let's plug in the new numbers. So if your closing ratio stayed the same, by the way, if you increase the amount of presentations that you're doing, your closing ratios automatically are going to go up because repetition is the mother of skill.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So just because you have a consistent edge of doing those presentations, you're going to get better and better at closing.
Yeah.
All right. So 10% though is not bad. And let me prove it to you. So if you were doing the amount of dials that you should be doing, what would these numbers look like? Go ahead and pull out your calculator.
Okay. It's out.
Because you did the amount of dials of someone working 10 hours a week.
Oh, shit.
So it would be multiply the dials times 4.
Okay.
Multiply all your numbers times 4. What do you end up with?
So 820 dials, meaning?
Yeah, you got it.
72 quotes or presentations.
And?
6 closes.
No. How do you get 6 closes? When I said multiply it times 4, how come you didn't do 2 times 4 versus and you did 4 times the other numbers?
Oh, well, sorry, 8.
So then how much money? Multiply that last number, which is 500 times.
$700.
No, $500 is what you made in 2 closes.
Oh, sorry, I was just counting my commission. I wasn't counting my what we...
So that would have been $4,000 in commission.
Yeah.
No, sorry, $2,000. So $500. You made $500 for two closes.
Mm-hmm. Times four. Yeah, that'd be almost $3,000, $2,700.
And if you did that every week?
I'd be a much happier camper.
So can you see that even if your closing ratio stayed exactly the same?
Yeah.
You would still be making $12,000 a month.
Yeah, it's just doing it. I don't know why I'm not doing it. I don't know why I hit a wall. Are you looking for the wall? I don't want to say laziness, but I mean, I guess that's
hold
what
on.
It boils
down to. Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that the lazy man leads himself into poverty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Lane, look at this. Your numbers are awesome. You're killing it. You're freaking killing it.
My hypothetical numbers are killing it.
These numbers. See, your baseline skill is killer. If all you did was increase your dials.
Yeah.
Everything else spits out $3,000 a week, $3,700 a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be great.
No, that's a done deal. That's how your other competitors in your same business are doing it, the ones who are making.
Not that would be great. That will be great. Yeah.
No, it is. It actually is great, and there mm-hmm. are people who are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a numbers game.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, do you have enough leads? How can you get more leads? You have enough leads?
Yeah. So my boss orders leads. He's been in the business for 6 years, which you may know. So he has a prospect. Prospect base. We used to call it Prospector Plus. Now it's in Salesforce. So.
Sure.
There's.
So you got leads?
Yeah, I got leads. I got people to call.
This is awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's set up. It's a gold mine.
You are seriously on a gold mine. Okay, killer. All right, dude. So here we go. Let's work on, and by the way, your prospecting numbers, as far as you talked to 30 and 18, you were able to give a presentation, a quote to. That's great. 60%, that's good stuff. Like I said, if it all stays the same, if your show-up ratios and your closing ratios do not change, but all you do is focus on doing 900 dials a week. Do it like a freaking pro. Just go. I know you're going to make 37.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
All right. So that's what I want you to do right now.
Okay.
You'll
see next week.
Yep. So, well, I won't see it next week, but I'll see it the week after. So, and here's why. So you got today. I want you to pound it like crazy today and tomorrow.
Okay.
I want you to work it like a pro today and tomorrow. You didn't work last Friday, so what about working this Sunday?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. Work this Sunday. That's going to give me 3 days of some hot numbers.
Okay.
Okay?
Absolutely.
So Sunday night, you have to report your numbers to me.
Okay.
And then Monday, Tuesday, all of next week, you kill it.
Mm-hmm.
You kill it. And let's watch what happens.
Okay.
How much money do you want to make, Lane?
I mean, millions. That's the goal.
Goal, then what action are you going to put forward?
Like you said, numbers game. Just be myself, but do more. Do a lot more.
Yep. So you are using some kind of a closing script, right, after your presentation?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
My boss has quite a few scripts, and he's trained us pretty well. I don't have the blue book yet.
Okay. That's fine.
So why don't you go ahead and close me with whatever your favorite script is that you're using. It's important to pick one closing script. You don't need 10.
Okay.
But pitch a closing script, and I want you to attempt to close me, and let me see what I can do to help you refine and get this golden.
Okay.
Close.
All right. Hey, Danny, this is Lane.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, I'm doing well. How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, so I noticed you were shopping online for some auto insurance. I wanted to help you out with that.
Okay.
So the lead came across from EverQuote. A lot of people have questions on how I got your information.
Let me stop you right there.
Okay.
Do you think a human likes to be called a lead?
Oh, no, probably not. So your information came across on EverQuote, and I wanted to help you out with that.
There you go.
Okay.
Who does that communicate to a prospect?
Hello, prospect human. Yeah, not good. Okay. So, hey, your information came across to me on EverQuote. I just wanted to help you out with that. So a lot of people have questions on how I got their information. That's how. So I noticed you have two cars and a home. So I wanted to just ask you a couple of questions on when you purchased your vehicle, how old your roof is on your house, and then maybe we could talk about life insurance, anything that I can help you out with over here at State Farm. So those two vehicles. I noticed you have some pretty low limits over there with Allstate. I wanted to talk to you about, you know, I don't know.
Let me stop
now.
You right here. I know you're lost.
I don't really have anything in front of me, yeah.
Oh, that's the problem. Okay, so let's write this down. Always have your script, your presentation.
Head.
You can't. You always want a presentation in front of you.
Okay.
You want to use that same presentation every time. If you don't, you can't get good at it.
Okay.
Number two, Lane, you are a freaking killer on the phone. You sound like my friend. You are very disarming. You sound like a really likable guy that I either already know or that I want to know. That's what you're provoking in me right now.
Okay.
This guy sounds so cool. You don't sound like a heavy, hard salesman. You just sound really relaxed, but yet motivated at the same time, which is a really good combination. I don't feel like you're pressuring me, but I could definitely feel that you were floundering. The other thing is that you're making it all about you and what you're wanting to talk to me about versus using this conversation as an opportunity to get to know me.
Okay.
Right away, you're going into knocking your competition. I know you got some pretty good low rates with Allstate. Why even bring up Allstate?
Yeah.
Okay, listen. When it comes to professional sales, by the way, are you enrolled for DC? Where do you live?
I'm in Dallas.
You need to catch a plane next weekend to DC. No excuse. It goes like this. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
You need to be there. You have way too much gold in you and potential in you to be taking a mediocre path. You need to spend 3 days in that live event getting your butt totally whipped into shape.
Okay.
And all this crap that's in your head is going to get moved out. Like you said, I keep hitting a wall. Do you want to keep hitting that wall? You want to keep hitting that wall? Keep doing what you're doing. You want to move the wall out of the way and clear the path? Get in front of me for 3 days. 3 days, 2 nights. You're going to come out and you're going to do crazy things. Like Tammy Watson, for example, she's in real estate. Flat broke. Flat freaking broke, man. Beautiful black woman from South Carolina who now... Her and I are really good friends, just came back from Israel together. This woman lost it all in 2008, had nothing but a few coins in her pocket when she showed up. She had no idea where she was going to sleep. Before she left, she had enough to pay for the registration to go through the event. Her first week closed 8 deals after closing nothing for an entire year.
Wow. Most of which were cash deals. Her first year, she made $135,000. Versus the year before, she made nothing.
That's awesome.
She made six figures in a bad economy. Month after month, not being able to make anything. What changed? A weekend. So you need to book a ticket. I don't care if you have to sell your refrigerator and your dog. You need to go. Okay. All right, so let's go here. You sound awesome on the phone. You need to use a script. My opinion, find whatever script that your boss has written that at least starts with getting to know the prospect.
Yeah.
That's what's important. So it would sound something like this. Hey, Lane, how's it going?
Well, how are you?
Good. Hey, I noticed that you were on our website and that you were looking at some quotes wanting to save some money on your insurance. What kind of car is that?
It's a Dodge truck.
How long you had it?
I've had it for seven, eight years.
Dude, good job. Is it running well?
It sure is.
That's awesome. So where are you at? Where are you from?
I was born in Irving, grew up in Colorado, and now I'm back to Dallas.
My goodness. Now, of those three places, which have been your favorite?
Oh, definitely Dallas.
Really?
Yeah, that's where my family is.
Oh, that's awesome. But you were born in Irving, California or Irving, Texas?
Oh, Irving, Texas, yeah.
Gotcha.
You're thinking of Irvine.
Awesome. Irvine. No, there isn't. I think there is an Irving. You're probably right. So Irving, Texas, and that's where the whole family is.
Yeah, they're all scattered throughout Texas. Yes, ma'am.
That's awesome. So you guys like to get together a lot?
Oh, all the time. I was just there last weekend and the weekend before last in Ennis, Texas.
Nice. What did you guys do?
Drink beer.
What's the favorite beer?
If it's in a can, I like it. No,
what about Shiner?
Yeah, I like Shiner. I've been drinking Michelob because I've got a beer belly now.
Oh, no.
Trying to get rid of it.
No, you sound too young to have a beer belly.
The dad bod.
So are you married?
I am not, no.
Any kids?
Nope, probably not. I'm just kidding.
Does that mean not that you know of?
Yeah, no, I don't have any kids.
Okay. This is good news. Is your mom bugging you to have kids?
Yes, she is. How'd you know? Because she's from Texas, too.
That's awesome. Okay, so let me pause out right here.
Yeah.
I just was using a form, which is what, for you would find in magnetic influence.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the core rapport methodology. Okay.
What is it?
Core rapport methodology inside of magnetic influence. Magnetic influence. Okay. So I just completely disarmed you.
Mm-hmm.
Had you laughing.
Yeah.
I know that you drink Michelob every weekend with your family. I know that you've managed to take care of an 8 to 9 year old Dodge truck or car.
Truck, yeah.
I just found out a lot of information about you in a couple of minutes and completely disarmed you.
Yes,
so then my script would go into, yes, my script would go into a list, and I just need to ask you a few simple questions, let you do the same, to figure out which kind of a program or system to point you in that's going to best serve your needs and save you the most amount of money and give you the best kind of coverage that you want for that Dodge truck.
See, I don't know what happened to me. That's what I used to have fun with doing, you know, just talking to people and
yes.
figuring out who they are. That's what all of my older clients, they keep calling me and bugging me. But
yes.
Only because I've built up such a good rapport with them. Now I've noticed. I've just, hey, hello, how are you? Your limits suck. Come over to State Farm. No, okay. Bye.
Because guess what? You are now selling the wrong thing. You are selling rates.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what people buy. People don't buy good rates. They buy an experience.
Yeah.
They're willing to pay more money for a better experience. than they are to have no experience or a frustrated experience with low rates. We see this in everything. You see this throughout the entire market of everything. If I have good service, if I'm getting good service and I feel good rapport, let's look at Southwest Airlines compared to United Airlines. Have you ever flown either one of those?
Yeah, I'm usually on Southwest now.
Okay, and why do we fly Southwest?
They're nice.
No way. You just hit the target. Yeah. Guess what? That's one of their core values.
Uh-huh.
Love. They have it everywhere. They want to make people have a good time. And when people are having a good time, they are willing to pay more money or good money for a flight on an old frickin' airplane that has a lot of inconveniences.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
United Airlines has a whole bunch of witches with a capital B most of the time. They ain't fun. They're not nice. They're rude. They make you feel like cattle. Yep.
That happened here in Dallas.
Southwest is an incredible business study of great service and how they've captured the market. So, yes, they have low prices, but there's other airlines that have low prices, but they're jerks. People are always going to go with where they're having a good experience. We see this in so many different types of companies. Okay, look, you got a Motel 6 and a Ritz-Carlton. What's the difference between the two?
Crap.
You got a bed, you got a phone, you got a bathroom, you got a toilet, you got a shower, right?
Yeah.
The service is what people are paying for.
Okay.
Why people go from a Hyatt. What's the difference between a Hyatt and a Ritz-Carlton? Not a whole lot, except the service.
Mm-hmm.
They remember your name at Ritz-Carlton. They find out what your favorite soda is, whether or not like you ice or don't. They get to the point where they get to know you so well, they don't ask you any questions. They just serve you.
Yeah.
So what sets you apart from the rest of the insurance brokers or insurance agents, protectors of all things important to human beings, is the experience you give them when they're talking to you on the phone. That's the most important thing to focus on.
Yeah, I got it.
Is creating the experience.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you shifted from creating the experience to giving quotes.
Absolutely, I did. I know that's true.
Get off the giving quotes track. Build a relationship. I will see you at First Step Success next weekend because your whole brain is going to be splattered out, and I'm pretty sure they have Michelob there.
Oh, then I'm definitely in.
And you are going to be the people that feel like your family in Texas. You're going to make so many new friends, so many new contacts with people that you'll want to barbecue with, smoke up some brisket, and cut open a few six-packs of Michelob with.
There we go. I just got to talk to my boss.
I think you know how to do that.
Yeah.
Mr. Boss, I'm going to make a crap ton of money for you and me by attending this weekend. I promise I'm going to bring back better numbers, better clients, stronger closing ratios. I just need this amount of days, and if I don't perform, you got me behind my back.
He knows where I live, too.
And you know where I live. You can tell him that. But I'm dead serious about doubling and tripling my ratios, and I want to do everything I can to help build this business. All he cares about is that. Say what?
It's on the 20th?
20th, 21st, and 22nd. Fly in on Thursday. Fly in on Thursday night. You could leave Sunday night, get a flight from 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. You'll be back by... Actually, I know there's a flight out at, 7 or 8 o'clock. It'll have you home by 10 or 11 that night. And you'll hit the ground running on Monday.
Sounds good to me.
All right, dude. All right, cool. I'm excited.
I am too. This is not what I was expecting today's phone call to be like. <That's great. laughs>
I can't wait. You're gonna have a great story. All right, Shane, go ahead and put him with the rest of our team there. And then the next person that I need is, hold on. Yeah, is Kimberly Doan. Kimberly Doan, if you can press number one.
I am not seeing her on the list.
Okay, then if I can have Gloria McClellan. Gloria McClellan, please press number one. Say hello.
There's Gloria. One second.
Shane, you have such a cool radio voice.
Thank you. I saw Gloria. Where'd she go? Press that number one on your phone, Gloria.
Gloria McClellan.
She was totally just there as too. I think she got cold feet and ran.
Yeah, I don't blame her. Okay, the next person I'll take is Lauren Beard.
Just one second.
Howie.
Looks like Gloria McClellan hit the wrong button, but she is back, and here she is.
Hi. I got flustered when I heard your name, and I hit the hang up button instead of the mute button. Oh,
crap. Did you hear that happen? That's awesome. All right, Ladybug, let's see how you roll. So I've got 15 hours and 155 dials. What does that tell you right there, baby?
I'm not making enough dials.
Good job! Yes, you right. Yeah. You right. So yeah. What do you do about that?
Increase my dials. I need to find the hours to do it. That's my issue, actually.
Whoa, stop. That is BS, because let's go to the graph. 15 hours of work has how many dials?
Oh, gosh, you're going to make me do math now, huh?
So no, 80%. I gave it to you earlier. No. I gave it to you earlier. I told everyone exactly how many dials for 15 hours.
Oh,
345.
Okay.
So the question is, yes, you are. So you said you have to find the time. No, you don't. You have to change what you're doing with your time. Because if you're putting in 15 hours, there should be 345 dials.
Okay. Yeah. I think I know where it's going.
Where's it going, love?
To my team. I'm trying to build a team.
Oh.
Yeah.
So wait. So you're breastfeeding.
Probably. Yes, I know that I am, and I know that I am. Yeah. Yeah.
So you're coddling them.
Yes. Because I'm trying to get results.
No. Well, what kind of results are you getting with breastfeeding them?
Nothing. That's my problem. Not too much.
No, they are not your problem.
Right.
Who's the problem?
Me.
Yeah. And why are you the problem?
Because I'm coddling them. I'm spending too much time with them. Yeah.
Where should your time be spent?
Dialing. Getting new people.
Yeah. Because your old people are doing exactly what they want to do.
Right.
I want you to swallow that for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that they want to do?
I think they want me to do the work, or they don't want to do the work, I think is the issue.
Beautiful listener.
Go ahead.
What do they want?
They want to be successful, but they want me doing it.
No, hold on. If someone wants to be, what tells you that someone wants to be successful? What's proof? Just in general.
that someone wants to be successful?
They work.
Yeah.
And they...
So
that's what I'm trying to get them to do.
Hold it. So someone who wants to be successful, do they have to be pushed to do the work?
No. No.
Okay. Mm-mm. So if someone does not want to be successful, it's just, you defined it really well. So someone who wants to be successful, successful people do what?
They work.
Yeah. And unsuccessful do what?
They don't work.
Yeah. So successful people don't have to be begged to do the work. Even while they're failing, what's the proof that someone will be successful is that while they are failing, they are not whining. They are working.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And when they're working, if they're not getting the results they want, they're doing what you're doing right now, Gloria, which is what?
Trying to help them?
No.
Enabling them? That's
well,
the
no. You are in a class right now learning to get better results. Why? Because you will be successful. Your team that is not in this class will not be successful.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And I know this.
Oh, no, you don't. No, actually,
well,
you
I
don't
thought
know
I
this.
Knew it. Let's put it that
no,
way.
No, you don't know it. Because guess what you know? Guess what the word know means? It means to be intimately affiliated with something.
Mm-hmm.
What you know is what you do. No, you've heard that you're supposed to do it this way. But you don't know that you're supposed to do it this way, because if you knew you were supposed to do it this way, you'd be doing it. You'd have the results
right
to show it.
Mm-hmm.
So you've heard, right, but you do not understand. You've heard,
yes,
but you do not know, because you don't have the results to prove it. What you do
right
know is that you feel better about yourself begging people to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
So, honey, that's called an adult daycare system, or maybe a glorified customer service person. You'll make more money getting a job as a customer service person than you will in this business with what you're doing.
Okay.
Did you hear me? You'll make more money as a daycare provider that is coddling people and begging them to do something is something you like to do. You can get a job as a customer service rep and a daycare provider. You'll make more money doing that, because you'll be doing that for 4 hours a week, 40 hours a week, and getting a paycheck for the actual hours that you're doing that. In the business you're in, it doesn't pay you to do that. You're not in that business. You're in the business of producing results.
Right. That's why I took this class and the last class. Because I want to learn.
Yes. So that's a sign that you will be successful.
Right.
Only successful people take a class like this. Only successful people go to First Step to Success.
Right.
The ones who don't want to succeed won't go.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that don't want to succeed are not in this class. So honestly, what you should do when we get off the phone today is you're going to call that team you've been coddling, and you're going to say, I'm sorry, please forgive me. I've been standing in your way of your success, and I've hurt you. Please forgive me. I've screwed it up. I heard what I'm supposed to do and how I'm supposed to lead, but I chose to rebelliously walk in the wrong direction. And I can see clearly now that I have hurt you, and I've hurt your future. And from this day forward, I am never doing that again. So here's how our relationship is going to go moving forward. There is a class taking place right now. Those who choose to be successful are in that class. If you choose to want to succeed, you're going to call DannyJohnson.com, and you're going to beg for them to let you in this class, because it's already closed. But you're going to beg to get into that class, because you got into this to succeed. You got into this, and then you repeat back to them what they said they wanted when you first talked to them. You repeat back to them their goals. You repeat back to them their strengths. You repeat back to them their needs.
Okay.
And you say, I believe in you. I'm in this class. And I'm in it for the second time. And if there's going to be five of those classes this year, I'm going to be in all five of those classes. And I've hurt you by not straining enough that this is where you need to be. So this is the last and final conversation we're going to have about this. You said you want to do this. You said you want to pay off your debt. You said you want to travel the world. You said that you want to have a great retirement. Now it's time to step up and head in that direction. I am not going to beg you anymore. So if you're serious, here's the phone number, 866-760-8255. 866-760-8255. You said you wanted to make a professional level of income, then it's time to get the professional fine-tuned training that you need to nail this thing. And I know you can. I got to go. I've got an appointment with some prospects. Bye.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you have that conversation?
I can. Can I just say, so I have a fairly good results from prospecting and even closing. It's getting them to the point of purchase that I,
You don't have the ability to close.
Right. Right, exactly. You know, I can get them to the minimum amount, but then they don't.
No, Gloria,
sure.
Gloria.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
You are afraid. You are afraid to ask for the higher package. You're afraid to tell the truth that this is going to be work. You are trying to butter people up to get them to follow you. No one follows someone who butters them up.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to pay any money for someone to take care of their skinned knees or to baby them. You got to remember the first class, Tuesday, about what's your standard, who you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, you
yes.
come from corporate America, don't you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know exactly the kind of tone and the kind of professionalism and the kind of standard of the kind of person you are looking for.
Yes, I do.
Quit screwing around with the bottom of the barrel who is not qualified.
Mm-hmm.
Step up your game. You got this.
Okay.
Quit going after broke people. You're looking for talent, just like you did in corporate America. It's those same people in corporate America that succeed in the business that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Have a higher rate of success in the business that you're in. Why? They have a level of professionalism. They have standards. They know not to beg people. It's a privilege to work with you and to work with this organization, and these are the standards in order to work with us. Why are you going to beg someone to make six figures?
Right. Yep.
So it's the same problem. It's the same issue.
Right.
You're scraping the bottom of the barrel, and they are pulling you down to their level of excuses.
Mm-hmm.
You start talking to them that they are what their potential is, not where they're at. And you'll have people step up. They haven't stepped up because you haven't stepped up. So get off the floor. Get off the floor.
I'm looking for people that from like the podcast that you did about initiative. That's what I'm.
Uh-huh.
Those are the people I'm looking for because I did that. I just did
everything without somebody telling me. Well, hold on. If that's the people you're looking for, then why are you begging people to have no initiative?
Oh, those are the only ones that are saying yes.
Oh my God, girl! Do you hear yourself?
I do.
Then they don't have, no, you're not looking for people initiative. You're looking for people to say yes.
Yeah.
Did you hear what you just said?
I did. Yeah. I did. I do because I think because if I can explain
this
correctly.
Stop it. No,
it's
don't
nothing.
Explain it.
Go ahead.
Because it's nothing
all
but
right.
BS. If you're looking for people with initiative, you will not beg people. You're letting the sheep lead the shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for people to say yes. And you're doing whatever, you're telling them and tickling their ear with whatever it is that you can to get them to say yes.
Yes.
But are
right.
they really saying
that's
yes?
Right.
Are they
no.
really saying yes? No, they're not.
Mm-mm. No.
You're making the business sound so easy. And you're probably saying stupid crap like this. You don't have to worry about anything. I will be there to walk you through it. I'll be there to help you with all your calls. This is really easy. You're going to enjoy it. It's all BS. So if you have a team that expects you to do it for them, it's because that's what you sold them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a team that is not expecting you to do it for them, that's because you sold them that.
Okay, yep.
All right, girl.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I needed that.
Yeah, you're doing the same thing that your colleague that I role-played with last week did, or 2 days ago. I need the corporate girl to show up, and you're going to watch your prospects
mm-hmm.
step up. How you lead
yeah.
is how they follow.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a
when
quick story.
She said, yeah, go ahead.
Let me tell you a quick story. Had this mm-hmm. woman years ago. Okay, years ago. This is one of my early days learning how to build a business. And when you come to the point where you're so freaking sick and tired of dealing with whiners and flakes, you just go, I'm done. I'm done dealing with whiners and flakes. And you step up your own game because you're sick and tired of dealing with whiners and flakes. And so that's when my tongue and my posture was like, boom, this is who I'm looking for, period. So here I am. I invite 20 people to a live presentation. Everybody is in suits. My sales organization's in suits. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We've got our office in Stockton, California. We're packed out. It's 110 degrees outside. We're so packed out that the doors are open, which means the air conditioning is not working because we have people standing in the doorway, okay? I have 20. Hans has got 15. JP's got 10. We have a whole group of people that just brought a ton of people to a presentation, right? These are all cold leads, all cold market. We do the presentation. Presentation's done. I sit my people, and by the way, when I'm talking to these people, I tell them this is a group interview because we have had too much of a response and we are in explosive growth. We do not have time to meet with everyone one-on-one. So this is going to be a process of elimination through a group interview. These people knew that they have to impress me in a group interview. And I am 22 years old. I'm fat and I'm in the weight loss business. I'm pregnant, I'm a single mom, and just 6 months before this, I was homeless. Think about that. I just turned 22. I'm pregnant with my second child out of wedlock again. I'm fat. We're in a weight loss business. We're in the armpit of California. It's 110 degrees outside. And the way I posture that prospecting call is we're having explosive growth. We do not have time to meet with everybody one-on-one. So this is how our process works. We are doing a group interview first. And from that group interview, we then will weed out those that are not qualified and weed in and move to the next level of more of a one-on-one interview after the first process. So I suggest you show up professionally dressed and ready to take notes. We are starting at 1 o'clock. Be here at 12:50. 100% show up ratio. A bunch of people who are twice my age. Corporate execs. Some that are corporate sales. some radio and TV advertising sales, which is this one person I want to tell you about. So the presentation's done. I get everybody in a circle, and I read my closing script. And I say this. As you can see, lady, and mind you, they just heard on the board that it's going to cost them $4,000 to get started in a business when they thought they were looking for a job. $4,000 in the weight loss business. $4,000 to get started. This $300 for training, and the training's taking place this weekend. And this was on Friday. First steps of starting the next day. So I go around the room, and I say, well, ladies and gentlemen, at this point, I obviously cannot work individually with each and every one of you who have stayed here. Because we weed them out after the presentation. We say, hey, there's three types of people. Third type person is not the one we're looking for. You're the one that says thanks, but no thanks. You're looking for something different. Thanks so much for coming. God bless. We hope you find what you're looking for. Number two is the one to think, to contemplate, to reevaluate, talk to mom, dad, dog, spot, and everybody else you know before you make a decision. You've been thinking most of your life. If you continue to do what you're doing right now, will you be able to get to this kind of income? The answer probably is no. First person is the one we're looking for. That's the one that says, yes, I see it. How do I get started? I'm ready to jump in with both feet. If you're a number two or a number one, stick around. Number threes, thanks so much. Have a great rest of the day. Almost everyone stayed. So I have a huge circle. And here is this one girl that pipes up with all attitude, shaking her head. She's in radio and TV advertising. She's got a Fendi purse. She's got a professional attaché case. She's wearing her Coach suit. She's got her Prada glasses. Beautiful African-American girl. And I say, well, at this point, the only people that I will work with are the ones who will be attending First Steps to Success. Sorry, this is a Thursday. I'll be attending First Steps to Success starting Friday night. For those who don't go, I will not work with. And I'm looking for one person that I'm going to set at the top of an organization that I'm going to build a story and build a paycheck with. And I'm not just going to take anybody. I'm going to take the ones who are serious and teachable that are going to submit themselves immediately to the training that's taking place this weekend. She pipes up. And what if I can't go? I said, then you're not qualified. She picks up her bag and she walks out, storms out of the room. I check my voicemail at 8 a.m. Voicemail message, 6:30 a.m. Hi, dear, Ms. John. I mean, it was Ms. Oaks back then. Ms. Oaks, I just wondered if there's a spot. So I was there yesterday. My name is Julia Barnes. I was in radio and TV advertising. I just want to make sure that there's still room. Is there a spot? I got my money. I've got cash. Is cash okay? Call her back. 8 o'clock. Hello, Ms. Barnes. I'll see what I can do. You can show up here at 1 o'clock again and bring your registration fee. We had a few other people step up before you. I haven't made my final decision yet. She went. 10 of them went. 10 brand new people. On Monday, 10 people brought me checks for $4,000. That was $40,000 in volume.
Wow.
That's more of the line of where you come from, young lady.
Mm-hmm.
That is not how you're communicating to your prospects.
Right. No, you're right. Absolutely right.
So get on your game.
I will. I got to get that posture. I just know
you
I
already
have it.
It.
It's got to come out.
You already have it. You already have it. So let me ask you, why do we beg people? We beg people because we don't believe in them.
Hmm. I never thought of it that way.
Think about it.
Hmm.
You beg them and you convince them because you're not convinced about them yourself. Now you feel guilty that they're going to fail.
Hmm. Yep. That's interesting.
So you step up your game, they step up theirs. When they have to qualify, to work with you, when they have to qualify to be a part of the organization, when they have to qualify, now they work and they work hard. It gives them a shot of esteem and prestige. It gives them experience, what they're actually looking for. What you're doing is just selling them a marketing system that they didn't even want.
Mm-hmm.
But what they want is a changed life. And their initial experience with you is when the change begins. Okay, Gloria.
Thank you, Danny.
I want you, I want you to go to your script, your closing script. Which one do you want to do? Because I know you have one that after people went to the website, you want to do that one?
I usually do the page 39 and the supplemental for the close.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay. So, ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
So, it's Gloria. What did you like about what you heard?
Well, money and trouble. I mean, hello. Pretty awesome.
Okay, tell me more about that.
Well, I have a $35,000 debt, and you know, that weighs heavy over me. And I want to travel. I want to go to Bora Bora one day. I want to go to Asia one day. It's a big world, and I've only traveled to a few places so far. So, yeah, so if I could do that at a discounted price and make money while I'm doing it, that seems like an awesome opportunity.
All right, Danny, do you want to make a little or a lot?
A lot?
Okay, tell me why.
Well, traveling can be expensive, and so if I want to travel around the world, then I need money to do that. But I really want to be debt-free, and I really don't ever want to be in the financial situation that I'm in right now.
Okay, so at your current job, how long will it take you to be able to travel the world at a discount and be debt-free? And just, you know, have the flexibility to, no, you didn't say that, did you? Sorry, that you, you know, to get out of the $35,000 debt that you're in. How long do you think it will take you to do that at your present job?
Like never.
Okay, where do you see yourself getting started? At the bottom, working slowly towards being able to be debt-free and be able to travel at a discount and see the world and go to Bora Bora and to Asia? Or do you want to be in a position where you can earn 2 times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort?
Gloria, 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 Gloria. You are still, like, trying to talk me into it. I feel like you're just trying to be really nice to me.
Wow.
Trying to make me like you. I can totally hear that.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Is that what you're doing?
Not knowingly. I mean, it's usually how I say it.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you think that if I like you, I'm going to do this with you?
Yes.
Ha.
Yeah.
Guess what?
I do.
Guess what you're selling?
Me.
Exactly.
Right.
What should you be selling?
The opportunity, the business, the debt-free, the all of that.
What should you be selling?
What they're looking for.
Yes. So should you even be selling the business?
No. I see what you're saying. Just what they're looking for.
They don't want a business. They want what they want. So what does this prospect want?
She wants to travel around the world. She wants to go to Bora Bora. She wants to be debt-free, and she wants to do it at a discount.
You missed a major need.
I missed a major need.
I don't ever want to be in this financial position
again. Yes. Yes. I wrote that down too, and I should have put a star next to that. Okay. Yep. Yep.
Okay, so look, you were selling you, and that's how you've sold the other people, that if they like me, they'll get started. So then that's how come you are afraid of them quitting, because then it says they don't like you.
Okay.
Which is
why you're selling so much. The business.
No, sorry, but you're selling you. If you're selling you,
yeah.
then everything's going to be based on your personality, and you're going to coddle them so that they don't someday not like you anymore. Stop selling you.
Okay.
If you are an actress, then you better sell you. But you're not an actress. If you're a model, then you better sell you. But you're not a model. You probably could have been when you were younger. Probably could be now. You're gorgeous. However, comma, that's not the business you're in. You're in the business of helping people's needs be filled. Helping people's dreams be filled by giving them a chance, a vehicle to go at them. So when I was giving you the example of a close that I did with this woman, Julia, did you get the impression that I cared whether or not she liked me?
No.
Did you even hear what business I was pitching?
So was that on Tuesday, Danny?
No, I'm talking about today with you. I was talking about
the today.
Woman. Yeah.
Oh. Do
so
I
when
know
I was
what
telling
kind of business
you,
is pitching? No. No.
No. So all I did was sell what she wanted. And told her this
right.
is what it takes to get it. This is how you get it. You want it?
How do you learn how to do that?
You won't. Honey, 6 months before this time, I was homeless. This is not a long learning process.
Right. Well, that's it. But you have a natural posture in the way you
oh,
have
my
such
gosh.
Strength.
Wait, yeah. wait. That is so funny. The girl that was shy all the way through high school who had no friends has a natural posture? That was a learned skill. That was from coming to the place of I'm so sick and tired of working with whiners, and I'm not going to waste my time with them. So this is who I'm looking for. If you're not that person, go find something else to do.
Right.
And what caused the people, the prospect to do is to step up and be who I was looking for.
Right. Yeah. See,
so,
my director told me all of this, so.
Oh, really? So
I said,
down to who I don't like to listen. Yeah.
I thought it was, well.
You
want to
do it, you
want to
do it your own way. You want to do it your own way. So, Gloria, you can keep doing it your own way, or you can go make the money. You make the choice.
No, I do want to do it my way. I mean, I don't want to do it my way.
I think that was a Freudian slip right there, girlfriend. I think it was.
No.
Okay.
Totally.
So here's what you're going to do. You're going to record yourself on your next, all of your calls. I want you to listen to yourself, and as soon as you sound like you're trying to butter people up and trying to get them to like you, you are not selling you.
Right.
Let me walk you through it. Let's go ahead and go through it together. You're the prospect.
Okay.
So, hey, Gloria, how's it going?
Good.
Good. Did you get a chance to review that information?
Yes, I did.
What did you like about what you just saw?
Well, I liked listening to all the testimonies, and it sounded like it's a really good business opportunity. I definitely, you know, would love to work with a company that is growing and doing well, and because that's my background. And so, yeah, sounded great.
Tell me more about that.
Well, I was, you know, in a leadership position, and I would like to do something like that again because that's what I love to do, and it sounded like that's the kind of company that you guys all have. It sounds like you all work together well, and everybody had great things to say.
Okay. Gloria, do you want to make a little or a lot?
Oh, I always want to make a lot.
What for?
I really love to make money, and I know I'm good at making money, but I also, my husband and I are nearing retirement, and We want to be able to retire and not depend on the government to support us. We want to be able to live the lifestyle we're living now, you know, 10 years from now, or till, mm-hmm. till we leave this earth. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Gloria, at your current job, how long is it going to take you to be able to work with a fast-growing company that's doing well, that has strong leadership, with a group of people that love working together and work well together, and be able to make a lot of money because that's something that you're really good at it, to be in that leadership role and to put yourself in a better position for retirement so that you're not dependent on the government supporting you, but that you're able to sustain your current lifestyle until you leave this earth?
Well, probably never, the way it's going now.
Where do you see yourself getting started? At the bottom, working slowly towards these goals? Or do you want to be in a position where you can earn 2 times the amount of money for the same work and effort?
Well, I'd like to start at the top, but I don't really think I have the money to do that right now.
Okay. Welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on your checks?
Well, I'm not sure that I have the money. I can't afford those packages. They're too expensive.
Okay. So, Gloria, is it that you have fallen on some hard times and that you truly do not have the money? Or are you just saying that you don't have the money because you are not serious at all about making a lot of money in a leadership position where you will be able to do what you're good at, work well together with a great leadership team and a company that is growing fast so that you can give yourself a much better retirement 10 years from now versus being one of those dependent people on the government, living in stress and anxiety?
Well, I mean, I mean, honestly, I don't know how I'd ever afford it. I mean, I'm serious. I just don't know where the money would come from.
Okay. So, Gloria, this is what I'm going to say to you. If you're deadly serious about making money and if you're serious that you said you were in a leadership-type role before and that you were good at that, then I'm willing to work with you. But if you're not serious, I think you need to go find something to do. I think there's some other positions you can find, you know, working like most people do, you know, Home Depot, Walmart, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we be doing that?
Okay. So, Gloria, I don't want to waste your time, and I certainly don't want to waste mine. And we're looking for people who are absolutely deadly serious about enhancing that retirement, making money, and working in a leadership role. And if you're deadly serious, then I'll give you my phone number. You call me when you're ready. Because at this point, we're looking for people who are looking to change their financial future, kind of like Jackie. Jackie O'Quinn got started with our company some years ago. He was a nurse, making good income, but he had a lot of debt, and he had no way of getting out of debt. At the rate that he was at, he got started on our package. Now, that was as a registered nurse. He obviously didn't know where the money was going to come from either, and he already had too much debt. But he got started and immediately plugged into our training system. And right after the first step to success, he made $13,000, which obviously recovered his entire investment back within 30 days. He went on a part-time basis to make $104,000. Today, he makes $250,000 a year because he was willing to find the money. So, Gloria, if you're as serious as Jackie was, then I'm willing to work with you. But if you're not as serious as he was, or as serious as Diane McGuigan out of Canada, single mom with 3 kids, her stove actually caught on fire. She had a huge leak in her roof. She was going to her church's food pantry for food oftentimes throughout the week. The woman literally was flat broke. When she heard what you just heard, with the opportunity to work with a powerful leadership team in a leadership role, to be able to use her skill sets to make money and to make a lot of it. That was just to put food on the table. Now, wasn't even thinking about retirement. When she heard about it, she found the $9,500 that was needed to start in that platinum package. She got started. She also went to First Steps to Success and came out and made $59,000. Her first 6 months, she made over $100,000. Her first year, she made $259,000. This was a single mom who was eating out of the church food pantry. So if you're serious like they are, then I'm willing to work with you. But if you're not, let's not waste each other's time. So how serious are you?
Very.
Tell me how I know that you're serious.
Because I really want to change my life. I absolutely want things to be different. So I will, you know, I don't know what, I'm sorry, Danny, but I don't know what I would say, you know, if I use myself in these
people.
Well,
what did you say? Exactly. What did you do?
Yeah. He didn't have to close me that hard, though.
So what you're,
you know,
being,
I mean,
you're trying to be tough, and you're trying to be like the prospects you've had, right?
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But see,
yeah.
Now look what just happened. What were you just about to tell
yeah.
me?
That I was probably one of the few people. We
no,
had
no, no,
the money.
No, no, no,
I had
no,
the
that's
money.
What I'm talking about.
Oh.
No. Everyone has access to the money, Gloria.
Right,
everyone
right.
has access
right.
to the money. Everyone has access to the money.
I hear more that they don't. Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Okay, so you're getting your head involved again. I said everyone has access to the money. If Diane McGuigan had access to the money, if Jackie O'Quinn had access to the money, then why
right.
in the world are you treating your prospects like they are not? They do not have access to the money.
Because that's what they tell me. That's what I'm saying. That's what I hear over and over and over and over and over.
Gloria, I'm done arguing with you. So when you decide to get serious, you're going to freaking follow directions. That's the bottom line.
No, I'm not arguing with you. I'm just telling you what they say. I'm not trying to argue, honestly.
Gloria, we're done. You got
okay.
two choices. Either you're going to step and follow directions, or you're going to continue to do it your way. Your way is resulting in your bank account. You want the bank account
right.
of the people that I've trained, then you stop what you're doing. And
I will.
And start following directions.
I will definitely
so
follow directions.
Let's go back to this role play. I brought you
okay.
back to that close again and said, tell
mm-hmm.
me how serious you are and how will I know? And you began to say what to me?
That I would buy a package.
Great.
The top package.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah.
Welcome aboard.
Mm-hmm.
What name do you want spelt on your checks?
Gloria McClellan.
Great. Would you like to use a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Visa.
What's the first number? It starts with a 4. Go for it.
Can we really give you like a pick a fake number? Or do you...
No. You're good.
Okay.
But notice, this is the posture. If you
right.
had that posture and you be yourself on the phone and you are, what all I did with you to push you to this place, even though you were trying to give me pushback, you were trying to be the prospect that you have. But when
yeah.
I get a prospect, I don't have that person haggling anymore. Why?
Mm.
Because my posture is I'm not going to haggle you. Either you're
yeah.
in or you're out.
Right. Yep.
Right? So if the person's
yeah.
like, yes, I'm deadly serious, okay, great. Then, but I just need some time to find the money. Okay, that's fine. Then we're going to get you started. I'm going to give you some homework. This is the minimum that you have to start with the marketing system. It's $70. I need your Visa right now to process that. I'm going to get you in your back office. We're going to start your training. And at any point, Gloria, that you do not follow directions, I'm really sorry, I have to cut you loose. If at any point that you don't follow directions, you are showing me you really don't want to succeed, and I'm sorry. I only work with those who want to succeed. That's in the script book.
Right.
With the handling the money objection. So you can read that money, you can read that money objection like soft and I want you to like me. Again, you're selling the wrong product.
Yeah.
Your job is to sell that prospect on what they want, not what you want. Okay? So you got to step up this posture. Yes, you're going to be nice, but you're not selling you. And you also need to stand firm and say, this is what we're looking for. Either you're in or you're out.
Right.
So there's some good quality, qualified prospects that are out there. You're wasting your time with some that are not.
Right. Absolutely.
And so what if Diane McGuigan, somebody let her off the hook?
Mm-hmm.
Would she be where she's at?
No, probably not.
What if someone coddled Diane McGuigan?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Would she be where she's at? Did I coddle Diane McGuigan?
No. Sure you didn't.
I can hear her right now. I can hear her. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. Danny did not coddle me. Okay. So if you're looking for people with initiative, then you better have it and you better require it by not lowering your standard with these people. Okay. All right, Shane, let's go ahead and put her back in. Good job, Gloria.
Thank you, Danny.
Gloria, one way to have you stop coddling your team is to get your dials in. Increase those dials so that you can't spend time with the team. You have to be dialing. That's one way to fix it. Just get on the phone and just go through the numbers as quickly as you possibly can. Are they qualified or are they not? Are they qualified or they're not? If they're not, goodbye. On to the next one, on to the next one, on to the next one. All right, guys, that's it for today. Here's what you got. Tonight you got a homework assignment coming. In that homework assignment, there's a series of questions. One of the questions is going to be is what is one insight that you are applying starting today that you got out of today's class and one insight that you got out of the prospecting class. So just one insight for prospecting, one insight for closing. All right. You have to put in those dials. And by the way, it's time to do the same thing that we talked with Lane Hamilton. Put your head down. Go for it. Go for it, especially for full time. Go for it. If you're part-time, again, shore up these numbers, okay? Make sure that you're using that time management timeline that I gave you. And if you do not, and by the way, your homework includes listening to the MP3. Remember, you're getting the email tonight. You're going to submit it by Sunday night at midnight. You submit the homework assignment by Sunday night at midnight. Your homework also is going to ask you, did you listen to the MP3 of this class? You better listen to it. You need to. Come on, friend. Repetition is the mother of skill. When you go to listen to Tuesdays, which you're supposed to listen to today, Tuesday's prospecting class, when you listen through that, you're going to pick up so much that you missed the first time you heard it. Mastery is what you want. And no one masters anything without repetition. So you own this forever. So if you didn't purchase the MP3s, call the office right now, 866-760-8255. Again, 866-760-8255. These MP3s are an important tool for you to master these skills that you have put yourself into, all right? The other thing is while you're on the phone with the team there, Sarah, Joseph, Nellie, Isaiah, any one of them, remember we talked about the construction worker showing up to a plot of land with plans. He's got the architecture, but he has no tools and he has no materials. Is that you in your business? If you want to be the successful person you say you want to be, that's like a contractor showing up to a plot of land saying, I want to successfully build a house, but I don't have any materials and I don't have any tools. Well, if that person sits there with those excuses, he's not going to build anything. Besides a mud hut. However, what determines whether or not that contractor is going to successfully build a house? Well, Danny, what if he doesn't have the money? He has to go find the money or he has to go borrow the tools. He has to find the money to buy the materials. So he has to make those two things happen first. He has to make those two things happen first. Let me tell you why. Friend, if you have an excuse about the purchase of an MP3, the purchase of a first step success, if you've got the excuse of getting the tools that are totally customized for professionally building your business model for the retail people with instant customer gold in mind, 6 figures in 6 months with, instant customer gold in mind and 6 figures in 6 months, expose, involve, and upgrade, and insider secrets. And for those of you who are building business partners, magnetic influence, which is really unlimited success, definitely unlimited success for you. Expose, involve, and upgrade, presentation success system, and insider secrets. If you have an excuse about investing in yourself and in your own tools, then friend, you have lowered your standards to the point that now you will listen to the excuses of your team, of your prospect. Because if you have excuses, birds of a feather flock together. You will attract people with excuses. You instantly lower the quality of the prospect that you attract to you based on your own level of excuses. So if you're that person that's like, I'm going to find a cheaper way, I'm going to try to find a used copy, I'm going to find some used materials, guess what? Then you will reap what you sow. The kind of prospects you will attract to you will not buy from you. They're going to buy from your competitor, or they're going to buy from Amazon.com, which is most of your biggest competitor. And I don't know if Amazon.com is selling insurance yet, but I promise you they will be. Oh, they will be, no doubt. They might not be selling houses yet, but, oh, boy, will they be, no doubt. They're going to obliterate eBay. Who sells houses, who sells cars, who sells everything. Okay, and maybe they already are. So what I'm telling you is this. It's your actions, you will reap what you sow. So be the contractor who's going to build the dream. Get the materials. How? You find the money to get them. You quit your lame excuses. You sell some crap. You do whatever it takes, and you make it happen. That is what an entrepreneur does. That's what a successful person does. The ones who don't are the ones who end up in the 98%, dead or dead broke by the age of 65. They look for the easy way. They want to find the cheaper way. They want to find the lazy way. That's 98% of the population. They want to allow their fears to control their reality. That's 98% of the population. So if you want to cross over into that 2% and become financially independent, then you got to start walking on their path. You're a contractor. You're on a plot of dirt. You want to build a house. If you don't have the tools and the materials, go buy them and buy them now. Then you can get busy and you can build this thing. All right? All right, so homework is coming tonight. The homework assignment is coming tonight. You got to turn it in by Sunday night at midnight. Listen to the MP3 of Tuesday's call today and every day until Tuesday. Tomorrow, you're going to listen to the prospecting and closing class up until the next week when you receive the new MP3s. Let's master this game. You can do this. If this former broke cocktail waitress who was shy all the way through school and very angry, if she can become a millionaire inside of 2 years, I am literally giving you the path exactly how I've done it. If you follow these directions, as I've had thousands and tens of thousands of people do already, you are the next one that's going to spit out those results. All right? God bless you. Let's open up the lines and say goodbye. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Great call.
Thank you.
So she gets all the money, probably, huh?
God bless.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Duration of